This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Let it breathe for a minute.
Raven hair and ruby lips, sparks fly from her fingertips. Echoed voices in the night, she's a restless spirit on an endless flight. Ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies.
Themed rejoins, and Shime is taking requests on the DMs. Am I right about that, Shime? Or yep. Text line, or in Twitch, or YouTube chat? Correct?
Yep, exactly. Okay. Twitter is Shime Time, Instagram Shime Time 12.
Okay.
He needs all the help he can get.
Thank you, Ken. Happy Halloween. And your lead this morning, Shine?
Yeah, my lead this morning is a Boston Bruins-related lead. We've seen Jim Montgomery mix up the lines a little bit over the last couple weeks here, trying to find something with this team. Well, he did it again yesterday. At practice, he threw his lines in an absolute blender. That fourth line that was working so well, he basically took each one of them and put them on a separate line. So Beecher was playing with Zacha and Pasta yesterday. Kastelic was with Marchand and Lindholm. Frederick, Patra, and Brad. And then Jones, Coyle, and Koepke. So Coyle was all the way down on the fourth line in practice yesterday. So I'm really curious to see. The Bruins have a game in Carolina tonight. I'm really curious to kind of see if these are the lines we're going to get in the game. If Jim Montgomery is going to get this drastic this early. It feels panicky. Yeah. I feel like he's not giving some of these guys enough time to develop any chemistry with other guys. Like, I mean, Lindholm is new
and Pasta,
here.
It seems like the narrative is that Lindholm and Pasta can't put it together.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I guess I don't understand why. I mean, Lindholm's a really good player. I think they should be able to figure something out. Maybe it's just a matter of time. Maybe you shouldn't just keep separating them unless, I guess, they dislike each other, which I would find hard to believe. They've been together for like a month and a half. So, I feel like this is a little bit panicky from Jim Montgomery, and so I'm very curious to see how it goes. It could be, Greg, pretty spooky tonight down in Carolina.
That's a major problem when the guy that you went out and got in free agency, the sentiment doesn't really mesh with your best offensive play.
Correct, yeah. Well, you brought it up yesterday. This team sits in last place currently. Is that where they should be talent-wise, or should they? The talent's better, correct?
Well, yeah.
Do we all agree with that?
Yes. Because remember the question I asked: are they talented enough?
I think they are. They are talented enough, aren't they? So then, in the NHL, really, it ends up being the coach that's the issue. If you have talent, I just think that
you're not getting the best out of that talent. You're not putting that talent. Like, hockey is such a unique sport because it is about line chemistry. Ray, and I think this would be a great question to ask Milbury. What goes into like the line chemistry? You know, because you think Pasta's a great player, Lindholm's a really good player. It should just work out.
And that was the issue with Cassidy at the very end. And we heard it from Krejci, who was pissed that he couldn't be on the same line as Pasta, and he wanted to be with him all the time.
Pasta was pissed too.
Yeah, so like that's what ends up getting a coach fired.
Yeah. All right, well, we will talk with Mike Milbury about these and other things at 9 this morning on a Bruins Thursday. Thank you, Shime. Are you going as the lifeguard, or do you want to be introduced as the lifeguard or Curtis? I don't know how to do that.
Well, I am certainly not Curtis, but whatever title you wish to give me, Greg, works for me.
Okay. All right. It's Halloween. Curtis is dressed as our boss.
Oh, and isn't it such a wonderful day? We don't have to listen to that asshat Curtis drone on and on about how Bill is to blame for every issue in New England.
I noticed earlier that you had a bandana on your head.
I have it underneath here, but this is what I used to do, and I can't get out of character. Let me just say this very succinctly. Bill Belichick is far more likely to be on an NFL sideline as an head coach this next fall than that dullard Curtis is going to be employed by Odyssey.
Okay.
Bill Belichick did more in one day than Curtis has done to ruin this program in 5 years. Tom Brady gets replaced by a karate instructor, and Curtis still thinks he's God's gift. God, does he suck. Would it kill the guy to smile once in a while?
I didn't realize, Ken, that you felt this way about Chris Curtis.
Oh, he is just the worst. And then Saturdays, he shows up all bent out of shape. I just want to have fun. You know, the guy's got less friends than Trump. He's just an idiot. Speaking of which, can we get some balance back on the show? It's fascist in the morning. I thought we canceled that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
God in heaven!
Yes, okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Greg. You're doing great. Stay on that clock whenever you want.
Thank you, Ken. Great lead. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sure a lot of people have already seen this, but I wanted to bring the attention if you haven't. Back a little over a month ago, the Greg Hill Foundation raised money for Detective Scott Conley from Chelsea and did a great job in doing so to support his wife and his four children. Just 7 months later, his wife has lost her battle with leukemia, Elaine Walsh Conley, and so that leaves four children without a mom and dad within 7 months. Crazy, terrible, terrible story. There is a GoFundMe. I'm posting it in Twitch on my Twitter account. So if you feel the need, Greg always says it, the most generous listeners, you've helped this family once, but now these kids face the unimaginable for children. So
right. That's just awful.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot on social media. I know Greg, Aaron, who works for the does an incredible job for the Greg Hill Foundation, have all talked about it. There's already a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to bring awareness if you haven't heard this story yet, because people were so touched by Detective Scott Conley just 7 months ago.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to coach with him. Our boys both play football together, his two twin boys, Aiden and Max. They're the same age as my youngest son, Jaden. His wife was an amazing woman. They got, two younger daughters. And so, this is just an awful, awful talk about getting dealt a horrible, horrible hand. So, he was a great guy. And
so
then
they lose their dad.
Yes.
And then so close, they lose their mom.
Yeah. And she was sick. She'd been battling with the leukemia for a while. And she was even sick when I saw her at Scott's wake. It's just like, all you were doing is praying and hoping, because Scott obviously passing came out of nowhere. Like no one saw it coming. And then all you're doing is praying and hoping, as she's dealing with something, that she's able to get through it, because there's four kids that are there. And so it's whatever you can do to help out. They're great, great guy, great woman, so great kids. And so it's just, it's very touching. Life is precious, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Help if you can. We're going to take a break, and then we'll get to Wiggy's lead into my lead. So I am absolutely perplexed by Americans and what they choose when it comes to when were we talking about sandwiches? Was that last week on this show?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what is the intricate requirements?
Yeah, it was last Friday.
Yeah,
actually,
what's the most Costos important piece?
It was because why?
Because Costos weighed in because he called Courtney uncultured.
Yeah. Right.
Great segment.
So, Sunday is National Sandwich Day, and the way America feels about sandwiches is bizarre to me. So I'll get to that during my lead. We'll get to Wiggy's lead right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Celtics get their first loss of the season. Final score 135 to 132 in overtime in Indiana. Jason Tatum led the way with 35 points in the loss. And Joe Mazzulla talked about what he can take away from this game.
You know, and it wasn't our best night. I thought we missed a ton of layups. I thought we had some rebounds with two hands that we didn't get, that we tapped out. So, you know, we just didn't play our best, and Indiana played great. But there's two things, right? You could focus on that, or you could focus on the fact that we just stayed in it.
All right, 81 and 1 on the table.
There we go.
That's who we're going for now, just one loss.
Yep.
The Bruins are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. tonight. And some sad news for New York fans. The Dodgers take the World Series, Game 5. Final score 7-6 after being down 5-0 going into the top of the fifth. And Freddie Freeman won the MVP after breaking records for homering in the first four games and then matching a Fall Classic mark with 12 RBI.
How many people in New York do you think in the third inning we're booking flights to L.A. for Game 6.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be hundreds of people that did. Did you think the Yankees were coming back? I mean, that the Dodgers were coming back in that game?
No. They're just a better baseball team. And, credit to Major League Baseball for stepping in and basically telling the Yankees that you can't have those two idiots in the ballpark last night because they were going to let them back in.
Yeah.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. Yeah, the Yankees had no issue with it, but Major League Baseball said, wait a second, you assaulted Mookie Betts, and you're not allowed to go to Game 5, so good on Major League Baseball.
Yep. Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Texans at Jets, kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI. You'll be able to hear Shime, correct?
That's correct. Leading right up to Thursday Night Football, it'll be me and John Lyons, 6 to 7:30 tonight.
Love it. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. This makeup, I'll tell you right now, my face is so tight right now. It's like, I can feel my skin contracting every time I open my mouth.
Jeez. You should put that makeup into that app you use to analyze. Right.
No.
That's not good for her.
Yeah, my pores are going to be clogged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your pores are going to be backed up.
Yeah. I just hope it comes off for tonight so that my costume is not impacted at all by a green hue.
I don't think you'll have a green hue.
Okay, we'll see.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you did a great job dressing up, Queen.
Thank
really,
you.
You, Wiggy, Curtis, everybody killed it.
Best costume goes to Greg.
That is what's trending. Here is Ken Laird with your weather.
55, mostly cloudy, afternoon high 76.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.